Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Welcome, fresh produce aficionados, to another vibrant episode where we explore fruits, fields, yields, and fresh ideas from around the world. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from sunny Long Beach, California, where innovation meets agriculture, and maybe agriculture meets Hollywood. Keeping you tuned in and fresh as we travel far and wide from lush orchards to high-tech packing houses to bring you real stories and sharp insights that move the industry forward. And today's episode is no exception. Where did the summer go? It is hard to believe that we are in the last week of August, with September arriving just next week. This means fall, crisper weather, leaves turning, school starting up, holidays winding down, and with that comes the arrival of apples, U.S. apples, European apples. Apples are what's in store now. I know that we have been fortunate enough to have a number of avocado specialists with us over the past few months, but now let's switch gears. Let's take a look at apples. They are definitely the fruit of the season. And why not? In the U.S., they are ranked as the second most consumed fruit behind bananas. In Europe, apples rank among the top five most consumed fresh fruit, although Germany, France, and Poland have all seen a decline in their per capita consumption of apples. But Portugal has been the exception, with an increase in consumption. So indeed, fresh apples are a timely topic for us today. We have two reports out, one from the U.S. Apple Association and the other from the World Apple and Pear Association, Prognos Fruit. I have a lot to talk about and a lot of facts and figures and just interesting information to tell you about today. But before I get too far into it, we get too into the core of the Apple Outlook, let's acknowledge and give thanks to our incredible sponsors who keep this global conversation growing and glowing. Our first-class sponsor is proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban, Peak of the Market, a privately owned company for more than 80 years that has become synonymous with a promise of fresh Canadian-grown veggies that you can count on. They're grown with pride and care in Manitoba and delivered with purpose across the country. Our next sponsor, Columbia Avocados. It's Columbia's main season, and Columbia has volume and quality to support promotional programs to fill those supply gaps. Columbia Avocados meet your growing category demand year-round needs. Avocados from Columbia. Let's take a look first at the U.S. Apple Association's report for this coming season. They have recently held their 130th, that's amazing, 130th annual Outlook Conference in Chicago, where their Vice President of Insights and Analytics, Chris Gerlach, presented the Industry Outlook 2025. This report provides the most up-to-date analysis of U.S. and global apple production, utilization, and trade. So let's take a look at this big picture. What did he have to say? After 2 years of above-average performance, U.S. apple growers are forecasting yet another strong year ahead. They've already had two prior years that did really well year over year, so it just seems like every year it's getting better with their apple production. The total U.S. production for the 2025-26 crop year is expected to reach 11.7 billion pounds or 278.5 million bushels. This is up 1.3% from last year and 3.6% above the five-year average. So as you can see, they're having The U.S. apple growers are really having a great roll on and a great yield from apples. Chris Gerlach summed it up well. The U.S. grows the best apples in the world, and this year will certainly have plenty for both domestic and global consumption. But he also cautioned that with skyrocketing labor costs, growers are being more selective and disciplined in how they harvest to ensure only the highest quality fruit makes it to stores. Let's talk varietals. Gala continues to lead the market with nearly 47 million bushels, making up 16% of total U.S. production. Rounding out the top five are Red Delicious at 39 million bushels, Honeycrisp at 34 million, Granny Smith at 32 million, and Fuji at 25 million. It's really interesting to me that Red Delicious is still sitting right there on top. It's got to be a pretty good consumed apple as well, because we have so many other varietals, but people still like their Red Delicious. Honeycrisp and Granny Smith are showing strong momentum along with Cosmic Crisp and Pink Lady. Meanwhile, Gala, Fuji, and Rome are trending slightly downward, although it did say that Gala is still number one. Before we continue on with a look at Michigan's apple outlook, let's take a commercial break to hear from one of our fantastic sponsors, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
Glad to have you back, everyone. Can't get enough of those Jack Vandenberg grapes and citrus. If you haven't tried them yet, go out and look for them. They are really yummy, and they are in compostable bags that will break down. You can take them out and put them in the soil somewhere and just watch them break into the earth. Now, let's take a look at Michigan. I've talked about the overall U.S. apple forecast, but I want to hone in on Michigan because they are really booming as well. Their official 2025 crop estimate was announced, 30 million bushels or 1.26 billion pounds of apples. This is above average for the state and reflects the industry's steady growth. Diane Smith, executive director of the Michigan Apple Committee, explained, as growers continue to plant high-density orchards and adopt innovative growing practices, Michigan's apple crop sizes will increase, and we will continue to see these larger crops. Michigan harvested an estimated 30.5 million bushels in 2024, and today, more than 17.6 million apple trees are in commercial production across 38,000 acres and 850 family-run farms. That's really fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that we still have these family-run farms. There's also been no major frost or freeze events this spring and a gradual warm-up into summer, so growers saw nearly ideal conditions for apple production. Smith also highlighted the role of research and technology in Michigan's success. Growers are working closely with tree fruit researchers and using new tools to monitor weather, soil health, and plant nutrition, all to bring the best quality fruit to consumers. Michigan apples, they're available year-round, and they represent the state's largest and most valuable fruit crop. You will find them at about 200 farm markets and cider mills in Michigan, as well as more than 12,000 retail groceries nationwide. That's pretty amazing, 12,000. Now, shifting back to trade, in 2024-25, U.S. apple exports declined by about 5% year over year, but the overall trade balance did remain strong. Exports totaled 44 million bushels, while imports were fewer than 5 million. That left the U.S. with a net exports of about 40 million bushels, valued at $900 million. Great return on investment. Looking ahead, the industry is focused on strengthening relationships in established markets like Taiwan, Thailand, and India, while also working to open new high-value markets such as South Korea and Japan. With another large crop coming, maintaining and expanding exports will be critical for U.S. growers. So to sum it up, U.S. apple production is strong. Consumer favorites like Gala and Honeycrisp continue to lead the way. Michigan is proving once again to be a powerhouse in apple production. And while exports face challenges, the future looks bright. Now, before we head to the European Apple and Pear Report, let's hear from another one of our valued sponsors for keeping all of our IT networks safe and secure, Zag Technical Services.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
And help they are. Check out Zag Technical Services to really make sure that your IT network is safe and secure. We were just with them at the recent food service conference, and you know, a lot of people are starting to realize the value of you don't want your IT network to be at any risk because you can't afford to have even an hour's worth of downtime. So welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate you and our listeners as well. Moving on from U.S. Apple Outlook to one of the industry's most anticipated annual events, Prognos Fruit 2025. They just celebrated their 50th edition in Angers, France. This milestone gathering brought together nearly 250 participants from 23 countries to unveil the European apple and pear crop forecast and explore key trends shaping that sector. To give you a little background on Prognos Fruit, the organization has been a cornerstone of the fresh produce calendar since 1976, making it one of the longest-running international crop forecast conferences. Every year, industry leaders, growers, and market experts meet to review production forecasts, exchange insights, and set the tone for the upcoming apple and pear season. Over time, this event has evolved beyond Europe to include global perspectives and even processing data, such as concentrated apple juice forecasts. And if you take a look at Prognos Fruit their website. They give you the entire itinerary of the what they did over the 2 or 3 days. It is really quite impressive. Next year, this conference will be held in the southernmost part of Germany in the Lake Constance area. And that is a huge apple growing region as well. I've lived there and I was really impressed with all the different apples that were growing as you drive along the lake. It's beautiful. It'd be a great time to go. And I certainly hope that I will be there next year. So let's break it down by variety. The Golden Delicious was down slightly at about 20.6 million tons. The Gala was stable at 14.3 million tons. Red Delicious had a sharp drop of 19.2%. And this is a variety we do not have here, but it's throughout Europe. The Adirond was down 8.8%. And by country, France, Poland, and Germany all had a positive with their apple production, with Germany had the strongest rebound of 14.7%, while France and Poland had about 3.4%. Italy had a decline of a negative 3.5%. And I'm really wondering how all this extreme heat played into some of this yield production, whether it was an increase or a decrease. And in the Eastern European countries, they were hit hard with severe frosts, which did cause notable crop losses. And looking at pears, the EU crop is expected to reach 1.79 million tons, which is kind of a modest increase, 1.4% from 2024. But still, their production remains below the three-year average at about 2.5%. Conference pears had a strong rise of or increase of 15.6%. William BC faced a decline of 16.7%. Now, by country with pears, Belgium, Netherlands, France, Poland, and Spain all reported stronger harvest. Again, Italy had a steep decline of 24.7% with pears. Along with, I mentioned above, the apple decline was 3.5%, but their pear decline was much greater. Portugal was down slightly at 3.1%. Beyond the forecast, this year's Prognos fruit was about more than just numbers. It was the 50th anniversary edition. It emphasized sustainability with the event designed to be carbon neutral. Its footprint was measured by GreenFlex and offset through the planting of 2 hectares of eco-responsible orchards. The agenda also featured market analysis, sustainability, workshops, and orchard visits to see the latest in varietal innovation and growing practices. And talk about trade fairs, traveling far and wide. The next major trade fair that I see coming up and I will be at is at the end of September. Fruit Attraction, taking place in Madrid, Spain, will be held September 30th to October 2nd. I will see you there if you're attending. I will be attending on behalf of the Produce Industry Network. And shortly after this show, just 2 weeks later, we are back to the West Coast in California for the annual IFPA Global Produce and Floral Show, October 16th through the 18th. The Produce Industry Network team will be there covering the show with our video booth interviews that are released the same day. That's a wrap for today's Global Fresh Series update. Be sure to follow the podcast for more fresh insights from the produce world that we are always happy to bring to you. Until next time, we will see you in the apple orchards or somewhere on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.